Now, Mandy was a high school senior in the spring when she was pregnant with Michael and going to a college where she had a full scholarship. And she wanted to have this child and feel very good about his situation, even though she knew that it would be difficult for her. And so we talked, and she knew my brother and sister-in-law pretty well, and her comfort level increased. And the day that he was born, his grandmother, Mandy's mother, called us and told me that Michael had been, that Michael had been born and that he was a beautiful boy. And my brother and sister-in-law had decided to get certified as a foster family so that they could take Michael into their home during the month that Mandy had in which she might change her mind. And about a week after the birth was Thanksgiving, and so Mike and I went up there to have Thanksgiving and to meet Michael for the first time. And of course, we were a little bit nervous because if you get attached to a child and then something happens, it's very painful. But of course, the minute we met him, it was love at first sight, and we were so excited, and we just prayed that everything would work out. At Christmas, I was working in a school at the time, and we got for Christmas vacation. I went up to Virginia to stay with my brother and sister-in-law until we could bring him back home. We really got close to our birth family during this time, and we were kind of making this up as we went because we didn't know how to do it. But when we got ready to leave, I told them that if they were interested in maintaining a relationship, they were welcome to call anytime they wanted to. And so it evolved that those first 5 or 6 years, we often went to Granddaddy and Grandmommy's house, which was on the way to my brother and sister-in-law's house, and we spent many times together. Michael, what are 2 or 3 things that you think have been real advantages to having this open communication and relationship with your birth family?
Well, number one advantage is obviously the closeness of my grandparents. They're the sweetest people in the world. Another advantage is Mandy is a math genius, and somehow I did not get those genes passed down to me. So in school, whenever I needed help with a math class, she was always willing to talk on the phone and help tutor me. I mean, family is great. And the more family there is, the better. Even if it's not the most sound relationship, it's still, you still have people close to you that care about you. And that's important.